Another World Religions thing coming your way right now. Yeah. Salt Lake Tribune brings an article on the 23rd. Polygamous church leaders and members indicted. Arrested in investigation of alleged food stamp fraud. In a case that some say could destroy Utah's largest polygamous sect, federal prosecutors on Tuesday announced indictments against leaders and members of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on charges related to food stamp fraud. Lyle Jeffs, who's been running the FLDS for his imprisoned brother, is one of nearly a dozen people named in an indictment that was unsealed Tuesday, while FBI agents and sheriff's deputies searched businesses in Hilldale, Utah, and Colorado City, Arizona, that are owned by members of the FLDS. Also indicted was Seth Jeffs, full brother to both Lyle and FLDS President Warren Jeffs, the religion's prophet who is serving a sentence of up to life in prison plus 20 years in Texas for crimes related to marrying and sexually abusing underage girls. If they're finally going to prosecute Lyle and the leaders of the church, it will eventually bring the church down, said Wallace Jeffs, Warren Jeffs' half-brother who was expelled from the church. This pretty much cuts the head off the snake. Hilldale and Colorado City, collectively known as Short Creek, are a home to the FLDS church. Isaac Weiler, a former member of the church, said Tuesday's action appears to be the largest law enforcement raid in town since 1953, when Arizona authorities arrived to arrest polygamists. There are officers all over town, Weiler said. Lyle Jeffs and 10 other FLDS church leaders and members were indicted Tuesday in Utah and South Dakota, according to news release from U.S. Attorney's Office. A large percentage of FLDS church members living in Short Creek receive SNAP benefits amounting to millions of dollars in benefits per year, the news release said. Prosecutors say church leaders ordered members to give their SNAP benefits and food and cash transfers to the church, which collects and redistributes commodities to the community. The leaders tell church members they must obtain their food and household goods only through the church, the indictment alleges. This indictment is not about religion, it's about fraud. John Huber, U.S. attorney, said of the multi-year investigation, this indictment charges a sophisticated group of individuals operating in a Hilldale, Colorado City community who conspired to defraud a program intended to help low-income individuals and families purchase food. Charged in the indictment are Lyle Steed Jess, 56, John Clifton Wayman, 56, Kimball D. Barlow, 51, Winford Johnson Barlow, 50, Rulon Mormon Barlow, 45, Ruth Payne Barlow, 41, Preston Yates Barlow, 41, all of Hilldale. Also charged are Nephi Steed Alfred, 40, Hiram Bignall Dutson, 55, Crystal Meldrum Dutson, 55, all of Colorado City, and Seth Steed Jeffs, 42, of Custer, South Dakota. Lyle Jeffs, Wayman, Seth Jeffs, Ruth Barlow, Crystal Dutson, and Winford Barlow were in custody Tuesday night. They face one count each of conspiring to defraud the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and conspiring to commit money laundering. Well, I just wanted you to hear that the Fundamental Latter-day Saints is still at it. They are still defrauding. They are still in the news, this Lyle Jeffs fellow. Just to remind you, the FLDS split off in the early 1900s. This is my commentary now from the Latter-day Saint branch of Salt Lake City, the one that's pretty well known on TV. Their biggest distinction is that they not only accept multiple spouses, but they actually believe it's obligatory. Needless to say, when a woman has many women as wives, you have to do something about all the excess men. It seems fitting then that since you're required to be married to multiple wives, and then we have to do something about all these excess men legitimately, no puns intended there, you have to do something legitimately to get them out of your church. And so trumped up charges, church discipline cases. Bottom line is these people are put out of the church because there's not enough women for everyone. And possessions and homes and wives and children are given to other people as church leaders deem fit. As a matter of fact, only 15 people in the entire community of FLDS are deemed as appropriate fathers to children. You have to have permission to give birth and to have children. So anyways, I will put this link on the sermon audio page, but I want you to see that they're making the news again, and this time it's for food stamp fraud.